You're listening to Smith Sabatino on the Envision Radio Network. Roland Smith, Carl Sabatino.
Hanging out here in the corner.
Yes, indeed. Carl, you know, it's almost spring.
Yes, it is.
You know, and rose bushes will eventually bloom.
Yes.
And, well, have you ever sent somebody flowers?
Yes.
You do that a lot?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, do you know that there's a language in flowers that most people don't know?
And I'll have to fall into that category.
Well, for instance, like the burgundy rose signifies simplicity and beauty. The yellow rose signifies infidelity. And a white rose full of buds means secrecy.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, flower language has been carried into art and architecture. Now, you've just come from Europe. You must have seen some of those stately, old, wonderful Gothic buildings.
Yes.
And, you know, if you ever look up on the ceiling, the carved trim work of mansion dining rooms, and sometimes on the ceiling you can find sculpted white roses?
Yes, I actually have seen that in England, as a matter
of fact. Now, that is to remind the guest that any conversation uttered under those roses is to be kept, and with drink, too, is to be kept private. That's where the Latin expression sub rosa comes from, which translates under the rose, and it means in strict confidence.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating. And how did all this get...
Well, I thought you would never ask. You know, in Greek mythology, it seems that Cupid gave Harpocrates, the god of silence, a white rose to bribe him not to betray the loves of Venus. Harpocrates accepted the rose, and the flower eventually became the emblem of silence. But the ancient Greeks made a mistake. They borrowed the god Harpocrates from the Egyptians, thinking he was the god of silence because he kept a finger over his mouth. In ancient Egypt, that was the sign of youth, not silence. So history stuck with the wrong god for keeping secrets, and no wonder nobody can keep them.
Hippocrates, Roland, truly, Hippocrates. Well, that's fascinating. And that's the kind of stuff that I love. And only here, ladies and gentlemen, on Smith Sabatino.
Those are the things that fascinate me.
That is fascinating. The white rose, the sign of silence, that gets me. But I happened to, when I was in the Hampton Castle, they have that same, the tour guide told us that similar story to that.
Oh, good.
Under the rose, white rose, silence.
Yeah, sub rosa.
Yes, sub rosa. That's fascinating. Oh, Roland, you're a font of information.
I've been burdened with that for a lot of years.
I've been burdened with a lot of other things lately. That include, no. But seriously, folks, I'm doing the Three Stooges thing now.
Go ahead.
No, I just lost my train of thought.
Spit it out. Go ahead.
I can't. It got buried back in this very tired brain here. No, the Egyptian god with the symbol of silence. Now, I heard something different about that. That is not what I heard in history. Okay? That the sign, this symbol of this was not silence. It was different from keep a secret, don't be quiet this way. That it was also... to understand the importance of the moment. This goes back to 13th century Europe. I'm going to check on that. They may have changed it. Yeah, I'm sure you're right. But I remember this was had a different meaning.
It was supposed to be youth, but...
yes, I'm sure you're
It was
correct.
Misinterpreted
okay.
to silence.
That's fascinating.
Anyway, who knows?
You're a fascinating man, Roland.
Well, you know...
And a heck of a guy.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum.
We should get a little...
We're going to do schnick now. I can see this coming in a moment.
You can see it all now, right? we have coming up in the next segment an interesting guest.
Yes.
His name is Ali Hashimian, who is a tax expert.
Oh, here we
go. And I know you love to talk about taxes.
It is my favorite topic on the planet, and I launch.
Well, but you know, we've got April 15th coming up.
We do.
So we got to be aware.
And let our listeners know what they should and shouldn't do. And there's those little tricks, those little things.
That's correct.
Those little things that they do. Well, we're going to move on. And Kevin has got hands in the air again. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Hands in the air with Kevin. We're back.
America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you know how to use positive punishment with your child? It's not new, just a spin on discipline, which puts parents squarely in control. Here's the developmental science of it. Sometimes giving a child a way out is more effective than punishment. To explain, before you dare to punish the old-fashioned way, ask yourself, is there a way your child can undo whatever damage has been done? Say the child's broken something. Ask them how they would go about replacing the broken object. If their plan is agreeable, you've taught the right thing to do without raising your voice or your hand. What's the cheap psychological trick? Positive parenting teaches and holds children responsible for repairing and learning from their actions. Check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harrison with you with another global warming reality check. Falsehood number 3. Global warming will help sea life. Fact, the ocean is becoming highly acidic because of contact with airborne CO2 from human activity. Many forms of ocean life use calcium carbonate to form their skeletons or shells, like coral reefs and shellfish. Ocean acidification destroys this kind of sea life. Now here's an easy home experiment that'll simply show how it works. Take a piece of chalk, put it in a glass of water, then slowly add a simple acid like some plain vinegar. The water will start to bubble, emitting CO2, and the chalk will simply dissolve. In 2005, on the West Coast, hundreds of thousands of seabirds failed to breed. Due to this ocean acidification, fewer phytoplankton, coral reefs, and bottom-feeding shellfish also means fewer fish for both human.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.